Today's shiur is Masechet Bamitzvah Daf Chavav. We will begin in Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amid. Says the Mishnah, Motz Bekal. If somebody found an object in a pile of stone or Bekaisel Yashon or an old wall, Harayel Shaloi. And the person who finds it may keep it. And as the Gemara will explain in a moment, we're referring to a situation that it's a very old item. And since it's a very old item, it's obvious that the person who left it there forgot about it, was miyayish about it, and that's why the person who finds it may keep it. Continues the Mishnah, Matzah b'kaisel chadash, if something was found on a new wall, so we don't have this issue that it was there from a long time, so the halacha is as follows. If it was found mechetzil chutz on the outside half of the wall, towards the street, so the halacha is shaloi, the person who finds it may keep it. Mechetzil fnim, but was found on the inside half of the wall, the halacha is shabal bayis, it belongs to the person who owns the wall. Here too, Rashi explains that it's obvious that we're referring to an item that's old, and therefore we could assume that the person who left it there was already miyash. That's how Rashi explains this thing in the Mishnah. Other Rishonim explain this thing in the Mishnah in a different fashion. They say, if somebody left an item on a wall facing the street, the person doesn't have great hope of being able to recoup that item. And therefore, the person was certainly miyash, recognizing that he left it in such an exposed area. And that's why the halacha is, harei l'shaloi, the person who finds it may keep it. The sma, and perhaps the sma's din, is based on the machlokes of Rashi and the other Rishonim we just quoted, is what will be the din, says the sma, if somebody comes and clearly claims that it was his item and he was miyash. So if we follow Rashi's pshat, so the Sma says, then the person who makes this claim would indeed be able to keep it. You would have to return it back to him. Perhaps the din of the Sma is really based on the machlokes of Rashi and the other Rishonim. According to Rashi, since we're talking about an item that's old, so there's automatic yush and no claim could work. According to the other Rishonim, it's since we're not talking about an item that's old, and the person claims that he still was miyash, he would be entitled to get it back. Im hoya maskir l'acherim, if somebody was renting out his home to somebody else, afil b'toy chabayis, even if it's found, afil motz b'toy chabayis, even if it's found in the house, we don't know whose it is. Is it the owner's? Is it the renter's? And then harayel shaloi, the person who finds it may keep it. So as we learn this Mishnah, there's an obvious question that comes up. If something was found in my house, so why doesn't it automatically become mine? Don't we have a din of kinyan chatzar? We've learned so many times that one of the ways of affecting a kinyan is through a kinyan chatzar. So it should automatically become mine because it's in my chatzar. This is a question that many Rishayim discuss and many different answers are given. Taisa says a very interesting chiddush. Taisa says that when is a kinyan chatzar effective? A kinyan chatzar is effective when it's for sure that ultimately I will find this item in my chatzar. But here, this item, I may never discover it. And there, kinyan chatzar is not effective. Taisa's chiddush. The Ritva says a very interesting pshat. We learned in Masechet Baba Kama already that the only time a kinyan chatzar is effective is by chatzar mishtameris. And here we're talking about a chatzar that's not mishtameris. Other Rishonim say a different teretz. It's also, how does kinyan chatzar work? The way kinyan chatzar works is that, let's say I want to buy something from you. I'm not physically next to you that I could do the kinyan. You deposit it in my chatzar, and that's how the kinyan is affected. But let's say something is in my chatzar, and then afterwards we want to do the kinyan, then kinyan chatzar wouldn't be effective. This item was here, and maybe when it was put down before it was yush. so that afterwards when the yush happens and it should kick in that it should become mine, you can't have a kinyan chatzar on something that was there from before. That's why kinyan chatzar wouldn't be effective here. The Mordechai says another pshat. The Mordechai says that kinyan chatzar isn't effective on an aveda. Kinyan chatzar is effective on something that's hefker, left ownerless. An aveda is a separate halachic classification on which kinyan chatzar is not effective. So that's why that wouldn't be the approach on deciding that it should become the owner of the house or the wall because of kinyan chatzar. As we look into this Mishnah, Mitzvah Shem now is starting to learn the Gemara, it's a very relevant halach l'maisa. That means I saw already the Shas HaTshuvas Melamed L'Hoyel discusses the following question. Let's say I buy a property from you and I start doing renovations on the property, and as I do renovations on the property, I find money or I find an object. And I'm an honest individual and I say, I come back to you and I say I found it. So you would like to say that the item should be yours, or you should at least be able to renegotiate the deal because I got along with this treasure. Based on what we're learning now in the Mishnah, the halacha is, if it's clear that it's not yours, it's here a long time, or the other simanim that we learned and will learn about, the halacha is that I, the person who currently owns the property, keep it and don't have to make any compensation to you. But the truth is, the Beis Ephraim takes this question one step further. He says, what would be the din, the same case that we just discussed? I bought a property from you. I'm doing renovations on the property, but I'm not doing the actual work. I have somebody doing the work on my behalf, a contractor. And as the contractor is doing the work, he finds this aveda. So who does it go to? Does it go to me, the current owner of the house? Or does it go to the person who's working here? So Beis Ephraim says it goes to the worker. Because it's not mine. If it was mine, so obviously it belongs to me. It's clear that it's an aveda. And the halacha with aveda is, whoever gets it first, whoever seizes it first, is the one that becomes the owner of it. So if the worker is the one first one to get it, then he would be the one to keep it. In fact, I saw interesting shaila. And that's the halacha, like the Beis Ephraim. I saw interesting shaila along this psak. There was an electrician working in someone's home. And he was changing a fixture. And as he was changing the fixture, and he took off the old fixture, there was a hole in the ceiling. And coming out of the ceiling, hundreds of dollars came out. The person who owned the apartment says it was his money. The electrician knew what our Gemara says, that if it's clear that this money is there from a long time, so the first person, so we don't have a right to say it's mine, and there the halacha is that it should go to the electrician. But what happened here was, the electrician was standing on top of the ladder. So he couldn't grab the money as it was falling out of the ceiling. It fell on the floor. But now I, the person who live in the apartment, was aware of the money as it's falling on the floor. Here the Paiskim say, and this brings together everything we've discussed, we have a kinyan chatzar. Because I know about the money falling on the floor. I own the chatzar before the money hits it. And since the electrician did not actually seize the money, but rather the money fell on my chatzar, I, the owner of the apartment, or the tenant in the apartment, would be the one that would take ownership of that money. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tana, why is the halacha, if something was found in a gal or in a kosel yoshin, the finder keeps it? This money was here from the times of the Amorim in Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Ota Amorim Matzni, is it only they who hide objects? Yisrael Loi Matzni? So what's the point that it was from the Amorim? Answers the Gemara, Letzrichi the Shadach Tvei. It's very obvious, as we learned when we learned the Mishnah, that this is here a very long time. There's machlokes rishonim what the word shadach means. Rashi says shadach means that it's rusty. Since it's very rusty, it's very obvious that it's here from a long time, and it's not recent, and therefore the current owner can't claim that he put it there. And furthermore, we could safely assume that there was already yush by whoever did put it there originally. That's how Rashi learns. other Rishonim learned Shadach means that it was buried deep, deep in the ground, and since it's buried deeply in the ground, it's obvious that whoever put it there a long time ago and was Miyash. Interesting to note, when you look at this din in the Shulchan Aruch takes both Pshatim and combines them, that if you want to be able to keep what you find in a Gal or a Kais L'Yashin, the item has to be Malach Haluda, it has to be rusty and buried deep into the ground. Says the Gemara further, we learned in the Mishnah, if an item was found on a Kais L'Chadosh, on a new wall, so then the halach is like this. If it was found Mechetz Yilchutz, towards the street, Shaloi, then the finder keeps it. Mechetz Yilfnim, it was found on the inner half, then the halach is Shabal Bais. Om Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, Sakina Bosakata. If there's a knife, we look at the handle. In other words, if the item in this hole in the wall is a knife that has a handle, we look towards which direction the handle is facing. If it's facing the street, then it makes no difference where in the wall it is. The person who finds it keeps it. If it's facing indoors, then the person who is in the house, who's living in the house, keeps it. Mechatz Yilchutz, Vizkisa, continues the Gemara, Basashansi. If it's a purse, the person's had strings. Again, whichever direction the strings are facing, that's the person who will keep it. If it's facing the street, the finder keeps it. If it's facing indoors, the tenant keeps it. Ask the Gemara, Elmas Nisniktani, if that's the din, ask the Gemara, we just learned in the Mishnah, Mechetz Yilchot Shaloi, Mechetz Yilfnim Shabalabayis, why is that the din? Lechsi, why shouldn't we look? Ikat Lagav, if the handle is facing out indoors, ikat Labar, or the handle is facing outdoors. Ishansi Lagav, are the strings facing indoors? And Shansi Labar, or the strings facing outdoors? Isn't that what we just learned the way to go? Answers the Gemara, Masnisim Odrava Nascha. Our Mishnah is referring to Adra means pieces of material. Nascha means a bar of silver, which are items that don't have a handle or don't have strings that we could use this method of identifying who should own it. Maram Shif asks, why don't we say that the item is a knife, but it wasn't facing any specific direction. It wasn't put in a way that's facing either the street or the house. It was facing parallel to the wall, so we can't use the handle as a way of knowing. So he says, you can never have something that's put perfectly right down the middle. It's always going to be facing one direction, one in the other direction. That's why the Gemara didn't want to use that teretz. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, if the entire wall, the entire hole in the wall, was filled up with this item, Chalkin. The loch is, then the finder and the person living in the house should divide it. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, it should be divided. Says the Gemara, like Tzricha, what this Bryce is coming to teach us is the following din. The Meshapa Bechad Gisa. Let's say the wall is slanty. So the item was found, it's slanty either from the street to the house or vice versa, from the house to the street. So let's use the first example, where the wall is slanting from the street to the house. And it was taka found on the inner half, the half close to the house. But ma de taima ishtapuch ishtapuch. It was indeed found on the half close to the house, but the person on the other half says, you know why that happened? Because since the wall is slanty, it slipped down. And therefore originally started on my half, and therefore I should be entitled to keep it. Kamashmon, we don't say it. And it was found, and we don't say that. And only if it was found covering the entire area do we divide it. Otherwise, we follow the rule of the Mishnah. We look at which place it was found. Ask the Mefarshim, and if it's covering the entire area, why is it divided? Why shouldn't it be that whoever seizes it first becomes a muchzik? And whoever's the muchzik, he should be the one to keep it. We're dealing with an aveda. Say, so Kivega, and Shmuel Rozovsky explains to Kivega this way, says a beautiful pshat. He says, where do we follow the situation of a muchzik? The situation of a muchzik is like this. We didn't, we've used this concept. There is no Shaila. We don't have a Shaila. You and I come into Beis Din with an argument. Who is the owner of a specific item? And Beis Din has different methods on how to deal with this question. And one of the ways, a common way, that Beis Din tries to resolve the issue, if they don't have other methods to use, is Muchsin. We look who is the actual person currently holding the item. But let's say the question is a question independent of our argument, which is this example. We have an item, whatever the item is, filling up the entire width of the hole of this wall. And that is a question, who is the owner of this item? That question is an independent question. It's an independent suffix, nothing to do with our argument. There, the halach is that we don't rely on muhsik to make a decision who should keep it. Says the Gemara, Imhayu maskir l'achirim, afil b'tach habayis, if I was renting out the house, harei l'shloi, it belongs to the person who is living in the house, not to the landlord. And the reason simply is because if it was the landlord's, then why didn't the landlord take it before he moved, or before he brought somebody else into the house? Ask the Gemara, so that means, let's try to understand the Gemara's case. We could relate to this. I move into an apartment, and I find something in the apartment. So the halacha is, I could keep it. Ask me why. V'may, lezel basabasra, why shouldn't we assume that the last person who lived here left it here? Where do we find this precedent in halacha? Mi lo tanan, marsh nimtzu lifnei socher behema. The halacha is, during the first and second, fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, Maisa Sheni is separated. The din of Maisa Sheni is that produce can be redeemed. Either that produce is taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, or could be redeemed and the money is taken to Yerushalayim and spent in Yerushalayim. Now, typically, when they would buy animals with Maisa Sheni money, they wouldn't just use it to buy meat to eat for dinner. They would use it to buy animals to use as a carbon shlomim. And we know that the owner of a carbon shlomim is entitled to get a portion of the meat to eat for himself. What happens if I have Maisa Sheni money designated for buying meat, and I come to Yerushalayim, I don't live in Yerushalayim, I come to Yerushalayim to be oil regal, and I have money left over. So what they used to do was, they used to leave it with family or friends in Yerushalayim to buy shlomim and bring the karbonis and eat the meat. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Maos shenimtzu lifnei socher behema, any money, lost money, that's found in an animal market in Yerushalayim, la'ila ma'isa. We could always assume that it's ma'isa money. Because we could assume that this was, because that's what most of the meat, most of the animals that were sold and bought in Yerushalayim were bought from this money for that purpose. Ask the Rishonim the obvious question. Maybe, how does it work when you buy something? You're the person selling the animal. And I come and I want to buy an animal with Maisa money as a carbon. So now money is found on the floor in the store. And the question is, who is the person that dropped it? We'll discuss this more later in the shiur. Was it the storekeeper that dropped it, or was it the customer? Why don't we assume that it was the storekeeper that dropped it? Why do we assume? And when the storekeeper gets the money, he gets the money and gives the animal, and the money is no longer meiser. Why are we quick to assume that it's the customer that dropped it and not the shopkeeper that dropped it? So Tosfos answers, there are more customers than storekeepers. There's one storekeeper, but there are many customers. So we follow Reuf. So the Achrayim say a very interesting point. There's a very famous machloikis, Chavestas Echochim Sodom. This question comes up very often. We know what halacha is. If a piece of meat is found in the street, and we don't know is it kosher or not. So the halacha, says in many places in Shas, it's called the Parash Merubah Parash. We look at the neighborhood where it was found. So let's say there are 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 trefa butcher shop. We say that the meat is kosher. So the question that comes up is as follows. Let's say you found a piece of meat in a place that had 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 trefa butcher shop. But the 9 kosher butcher shops are small butcher shops. And the 1 trefa butcher shop is a supermarket, sells a lot of meat. So if we look at the number of stores, it's 9 to 1. When we look at the amount of meat, there's a lot more non-kosher meat than kosher meat. What's the halacha? It's machlokes. It's machlokes chavistas and chaya adam. Chacham sadam, same person. The chavistas says that we follow the amount of meat. The chacham sadam says we follow the amount of stores. So l'chayra, in this case, we have taka many customers and 1 shopkeeper. But the shopkeeper has more money than the customers. So shouldn't it be a raya to the chacham sadam that we follow the shopkeepers? We follow the amount of people. And since there are more customers holding mice some money, even if the shopkeeper has more meat, it's a raya that we follow the people, not the amount of money. Others want to say it's not a raya because they maybe do have other money, but it's an interesting point. Again, of Yerushalayim. Now, let's say money is found in Yerushalayim. So says, no, I'm sorry, the Harabayis. If money is found on Harabayis, there we say it's chulin. We always assume that it's chulin. Why? Because Yerushalayim and Harabayis, there's no reason to bring Maisa money. There's nothing to buy. Ask Tosfos that the Gemara says in Masech the Brachos that you're not allowed to walk onto the Harabayis, you're not allowed to walk into the base of Mikdash with the money. So how could there be any money there? So Tosfos answers, the halacha that you're not allowed to walk with money on the Harabayis means that you're not allowed to walk with a pouch or with a money belt. It's inappropriate. But if you have money in your pocket, if you have money in your wallet, that's all right. That's Tosfos Teretz. Another Teretz is that on the Harabayis, there was a treasurer of Hegdish. And the treasurer of Hegdish got money. And therefore, that money we could assume is chulin. Of Yerushalayim, if money is found in Yerushalayim, so v'shayim Mosh Hashana, all year round, we assume it's chulin. V'shas HaRegel, in the end of time, when you have all these people coming to be oil regel with Meiser, we assume it's Meiser. And here again, we have to explain the Gemara. Yerushalayim was swept every day. Shuka Yerushalayim was swept every day. So Tosfos explains, not only was it swept, were the streets swept, but they were also very careful when they swept. Why did they have to sweep the streets every day? Because they had to avoid people in Yerushalayim from becoming Tamei. And if there's a sheretz on the street, a person may touch it, come in contact with the sheretz and become Tamei. So they swept it very well, making sure there are no shrotzim on the street. So every day they swept the street. So if I see money today, I can assume that the money fell today. Because if it fell yesterday, that money would have been swept away. The Harabayis wasn't swept for 2 reasons. Number one, they didn't walk around with money, as I just explained. And second of all, the Harabayis was on a mountain. So it swept itself. Everything swept down. So Vamrav Shmaya. So why... Rishmai Bazaria Zaira explains why, if money is found in Yerushalayim, do we look at what day it was found? My Tama, however, Shuki Yerushalayim asuin l'skabed kol yoim. They swept it every day, so money that was found today came today. Alma, aminin kama kama zloy. The first money is no longer here, and any money that's found today, achrinin dinu, is money that fell today. And if today is Yom Tov season, we have to be concerned that it's Mais money. Otherwise, we don't. So, why too, in money found in the house, don't we say, kama kama ozel, vahani, basrin hu, the money is found, was left by the last person that lived here? Answers the Gemara, omre, shlokish, mishubakapara, kagansh, osapundik, lishloisha, yisrael. It was this home, there were many Jews that lived here. And since there were many Jews that lived here, we don't know which Jew dropped it. And therefore, even though we normally do look at who was the last person living here, but we don't know, there were many people living here. As says the Gemara, if that's what we're saying, Shmamino, Halakha of Shimon Lazar, then we spoke about this at length in the previous shurim, that I feel about Rav Yisrael, that even if there are many Jews, and something is found, we say that it belongs to, that person who finds it may keep it. And that's why here, the person who found it may keep it. So Rashi right away says, it doesn't have to be 3 Jews. The same thing would apply with 3 goyim. The Gemara chose three Jews. But all the Rishonim ask a question. Yes, we had the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar. Yes, we had the question, how far does the leniency of Rav Shimon ben Elazar go? And we said that Rav Shimon ben Elazar maybe is even Makel, the Rav Yisrael. But what was the case of Rav Shimon ben Elazar? The case of Rav Shimon ben Elazar was that you had a Sratya Platya. Let's review what we learned on Daf Chaf Dalet. Many people walked there. And even if it's a place, Rav Yisrael, where there are many Jews, if something is found on the street, the finder could keep it. But here we only have three people. That's not what Rav Shimon ben Elazar spoke about. So how do we relate Rav Shimon ben Elazar's din to that case? So the Rishonim all are very bothered with this question. The nicest teretz I saw to this teretz question is as follows. Everything is relative. Here we're talking about a pundik. We're talking about a hotel. So yes, there are only three people living in this hotel. But that doesn't change the reality that this is a public place, that many people are walking here. And since it's a public place, the din of Rav Shimon ben Elazar ought to apply. Others say that it's not exactly Rav Shimon ben Elazar's din, but Kapar is extending Rav Shimon ben Elazar's din. But the question is that true that we'll be so lenient? Elar Menashe ben Yaakov, Kegon she'asa pindik l'shloshav dekechavim. It's not three Jews, it's three Goyim. By three Goyim, we certainly follow Rav Shimon ben Elazar that we could be Mekel. So Rashi says, we don't need to have three Jews. Three Goyim, even one Goy. Once we know that the person who probably dropped it was a Goy, because he was the last person to live here, the halacha is the aveda of a Goy is mutter, and therefore the halacha would be that you could keep it if you find it in your apartment. That means, according to the way Rashi understands the Gemara's teretz, is if I rented an apartment that the previous tenant was a Goy, he was the only person living there, and I find something that he obviously wasn't aware of, I could keep it. Tysus disagrees with Rashi. And this is the way the Mefarshim explained Tysus' pshat. Tysus says that, let's say the previous tenant was a guy, only one guy. And now I rent the apartment. So I certainly am not the owner of this item that was found. The question is, does it belong to the guy, or does it belong to the landlord? So if it would be only one guy, or some say even two guys, and the landlord, says Taisus, the halacha would be that it would go to the landlord. Only in a situation where there were three goyim living here, there it would probably be coming from the goy, and even though the landlord is a Jew, I who find it may keep it. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Baravua, Afil Tem L'Shosh Yisrael. We don't have to retreat, even if there were three Jews. This has nothing to do, says Rav Nachman, with Rav Shimon Elazar's din. My Tama, who the nafal minay miyash? The person who dropped it, even though he was a Jew, but he was living with 70 other people, he certainly was ready miyash. Because Meimer Amr, he certainly says, Michti, enish achrina lahave bahaddi. There was nobody else here, just us three Jews. Elahani, these three, me and the other two Jews. I dropped something. I lost something. Amri kamayu, and I many times, kamazimni, I many times said today, lahedrili. And you know I lost something. V'loi hadrili. They never gave it back. So what is my thinking? My thinking is one of two things. Either they stole it, and they have no intention to give it back to me, or maybe they attacked it and find it. But that causes me, the hashta lahadra, why would I think that at this time they're going to give it back to me, and therefore I'm miyash? Because either toyu lahadura, had they intended to give it back, a hadra nili, they would have already given it back to me. The high the lawyer had really, so if they didn't give it back to me till now, but that to Lamigzali, obviously they want to keep it, and therefore Amiyash. Says the Gemara, Vazar Rav Nachman Tamei. Rav Nachman follows his opinion, Dom Rav Nachman, Ros Sela, Shenafel, Mishnayim, if somebody is walking, I'm walking with somebody else. Interesting, didn't? I'm walking together with somebody else, and I drop some money. And then, I ask you, did you find my money? You say no. And then afterwards, you say, I found the money. So the question is, was I miyash or not? So Gemara says, I certainly was not miyash. Chayv lahachzer. My tama, hahud enough for minei, la miyash. The one that dropped it certainly was miyash. Because he says, Neime omer, what do I think to myself? Michti, inesh achrin aloy have ba'adoy. The There's nobody else walking with me. Ella Hai. The only other person who was walking with me was this person. Naktidnali. So I, Vaminale, and to the Shakli. You must have been the one that took it. And like Rashi explains, I could force you to make a Shavuos Heses that if you deny it. And that's why I clearly wasn't Miyash. And if at any time you're prepared to give back the money, you can't consider it an Aveda. Or if anybody finds it, he can't be, it's not considered Yish. However, if I was walking Bishloisha, if there were three people walking together, and somebody drops the money is considered an Aveda. Why? My Tama, Ahud Nafmane, the one that lost the money, Vad Miyash, was certainly Miyash. Because Neymar Omar, Michti, Trey Havabadoi, I'm walking along with two people. In the Hektin Elahai, so if I accuse one person, you have the money I lost, I'm a Loisha Katati. It wasn't me. Maybe it's the other person. Victin Elahai, if I accuse the other individual, I'm a Loisha Kalta. He'll say, I didn't take it, the other person took it. Says the Gemara, Amarova, Haide Amrit Bishloisha and Chayv Lahakser, this that we said that by three people, you don't have to give it back, Loyamaran Eldes Beshava Pruta. It's only in a situation that the item I lost wasn't worth l'chol chad v'chad, wasn't worth three prutas. Avol is b'shav prutal l'chol chad v'chad. If it's valued three prutas, chayv l'hachzer, then you would have to give it back. My tam, whoever finds would have to give it back. My tama, eim eshut v'ninu v'lemiyash. What happens is as follows. If it's worth three prutas, so let's say all of them found it together. So each one of them has a Shava Pruta. As we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, the chiv of a Shava Saveda is by an item that's worth a Pruta. So now if three people found it, I'll say to myself, they colluded, they conspired together to hold on to it. So it's still them as a group versus me. I don't look at each one of them individually, and therefore there's no Yish, and I therefore, it doesn't become an Aveda. Ikadamri, another version. Amarava, I've got the less by El Shava Shtei Prutas. Doesn't have to be worth three, even two. Chayv Lahachzer. My Tama, Eim Shutfi Ninu. These two individuals are Shutfim. The Chabinai Chula Lamantse Gabichavri. He decided to give the other one his entire portion, and therefore he has something which is worth more than a Pruta, and I'm concerned that they made a deal between themselves, and that's why I'm not Miyash. Vamarava. Ra Sela Shanafla. I saw a cell that fell down. I saw you drop a cell. So the halacha is as follows. Notla lefnei yish amnas legozli. You dropped the cell. You weren't yet miyash. Why weren't you yet miyash? So the simplest way of learning is because you don't know that you'd lost the money. And I'm walking behind you in the street, and I see a $20 bill fall out of your pocket. And I intend to pick it up. I pick it up with the intention of keeping it. Oiver bakula. I'm over three averis. Oiver mishum leisigzo. I'm over gzela. So I took it. I shouldn't have taken it. I should give it back to you. So the mefarshim asked, why am I over gzela? Isn't this gneiva? Because what's the definition of gneiva? As we've learned many times, what's the difference between gneiva and gzela? Gzela is where you know that I'm stealing from you. Gneiva is when I'm doing it surreptitiously. What's the case I just described? That I'm walking behind you, you're not aware that you dropped this money, and I pick it up. So you're not aware of me stealing it. So it should be considered Geneva, not Gezela. So Mepharshim give many terutzim, some I'll mention two. One terutz is that you could only be over Geneva when you know that there's something that you have, that you're aware of the situation. That means, I have something in my house, I'm aware that I have this item in my house, and somebody surreptitiously comes into my house and takes it, that's a situation of Geneva, Chas V'Shalom. But in a situation where you don't even know that this is the facts, you don't know the circumstances, like here, that you don't know you dropped the money, that's not called Geneva. Another text is as follows. How do we know that I'm being overly sigzel? It must be that there are two Adam watching what's happening. I'm walking behind you, picking up the money that you dropped, and two people on the side seeing what I'm doing. So it's not Geneva. Because Geneva, by definition, is that nobody knows. Here are two Adam that know. And that's why it's Gzela, not Geneva. Furthermore, Umishum Hashiv Teshivim, the Torah says that a person has an obligation to return what he hashavas aveda, here by me keeping it, I'm violating that mitzvah saseh. And also, mishum leisuchel asalim, the Torah says that you can't ignore what was lost. You have an obligation to take care of it and return it. Says the Gemara, let's say I want to do tshuva. So afterwards I'll give it back to you. That doesn't change what I did. Va'afagav d'chazer l'achiyush, even though afterwards I decide to do the right thing and give it back, matanahu d'yavle, I'm giving you now a gift. But what I did, I did. Vasura d'avid avid. D'aveira I did, I did. Some, there's machlokes rishonim, does it mean that all the aveiras I already violated, there's no way of changing it, or is it only the aveira of like sigzel that I'm always going to have, so to speak, on my record? The other aveiras, once I give it back, so I did Hashavas Aveda, I wasn't oiv leisuchel asalig. Not halacha. Not lifnei yush amnas lachziro. At the beginning I took it on the mat with the intention of returning it, to do the right thing. And then, I didn't give it back so fast, it's a lesson, you should give it back right away. Ulachi yish niskaven legozloi. And then after you were miyash, then I decide, you were miyash, I'm not giving it back to you. So oiv mishum hashiv teshivim, I'm certainly over the lav of hashiv teshivim. I'm not over the lav of gzela, because I didn't pick it up with the intention of being of gzela. Himtim loy ach nishyashu balam. I'm smarter. You drop the money. I know not to pick it up right away. I wait till the amount of time that I see, I'm watching you. I see you notice that you lost the money, and you give up. Because you figure, where's that money? So I see that you miyash, and then I pick it up. The only lav I'm doing is leisuch l'salim. Gzeil it's not, because you were miyash. Hashavas aveda, I don't have a chiv, because there's no chiv hashavas aveda if it's not an aveda after yish. But leisuch l'salim, that a Jew has the responsibility to give back what he, to help return something that somebody lost, that will always remain in place. Amarov says there were another case. Hayman dechazer denafel zuzim mechavrei by Khalsa. Somebody saw that somebody dropped money on the beach with his sand. Vashkechei v'shakle. I saw you drop money in the beach, and I pick it up. So the halach is lemechayv ledurilei. I don't have to give it back to you. My tama, who did nafel minei, as the person who dropped this money, miyash, certainly was miyash. If you drop money in such a place, you certainly miyash, and there's no chiv of Hashavas Aveda. Continues the Gemara. Afgav the chazir, the as arbel v'kamarbel. It's obvious that you didn't just lose the money. You lost your somebody lost her diamond ring on the beach. So it doesn't want to just lose it. So they bring a sifter, and she starts sifting for that money. Name her Omer. So the question is, what is the din now? Could I keep it? Or does this fact that you brought this sifter to try to find the diamond a clear indication that she was a miyash? The halacha is she's still allowed to keep it. Because Meimer Omer, Kneich de Nofel Minei de Di, Hochi Nofel Minei Shachrina, Mishkach de Midi. The person who lost her diamond by the beach was obviously miyash. But then the question is, if she was obviously miyash, what's the point of bringing the sifter? How does she intend to find it if she was miyash? The answer is, she now is looking for a new diamond. She lost a diamond. So she figured she's not the only person that ever lost a diamond at a beach. So she's looking for a new diamond. Sritva is obviously very bothered with this Gemara. How can we say that there's yish when she's doing such a act of trying to find, of bringing the sifter and try to find it? Sritva says it doesn't work here with a regular lomdus of yish. What happened here, says the Ritva, is that the person we learned the Gemara many times. The halach is that something fouls in zuta shel yam. Something fouls into the yam. The halach is it's automatically hefker. And we've explained many times, the Torah says that if something is avud bimenu, or we call adam, the Torah declares it to be hefker. Here too, if it fell into the beach, the Torah declares it to be hefker, and the person can't, and therefore the person who picks it up halachically may keep it. Says the Gemara, Motz b'chanus harei l'shaloi. If you find something on the floor in a store, you're allowed to keep it. However, if you find it between the counter and where the storekeeper stands, there Shulchan Vani. We could assume that it fell from the storekeeper. Lefnei Shulchani, if it found in front of the money changers, Harel Shaloi. If you found in the front of the table where they do the money changing, the finder may keep it. Menekisei Shulchani, it was found between where the Shulchani is sitting and the table on which he changes the money, Harel Shulchani. Says the Mishnah, Halokeh Peres Mechaveroi, Shilich Loi Chaveri Peres, I bought from you some fruit, or somebody sent me some fruit, or matzah and mas, and I find money in that basket of fruit, daloch is harei ushaloi. And my yitzururim, but if they were packed in a package, their daloch is noitul nachris. Amar Belozer, afil menachan al gab ha-shulchan, what's the halacha if they were found on the table? Even if they were found on the table, daloch is that I could keep it. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Lefnei Shulchani, Harei Shaloi. Only if it was found in front of the table, may I keep it. Isn't our Mishnah teaching us, Hagab Shulchan, anything found on the table, the Shulchani, belongs to the money changer? Says the Gemara, Sefer. Let's look at the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Benekisa Shulchani, anything found between chair that the Shulchani is sitting on and the table, Shul Shulchani. So that seems to indicate Hagab Shulchan, anything found on the table, Shaloi, may be kept by the finder. Elam Mehalak L'Mishmina. Our Mishnah gives conflicting inferences, and we don't have a raya. Rabbi Elazar Hamanale. How does Rabbi Elazar, in fact, know his din that anything found on the table may be kept by the finder? Am Rava Masnisin Kshishi. What forced Rabbi Elazar to say this psak halacha was the wording of the Mishnah. My ear, the Tani Ben and Kisel Shulchani, why did Mishnah specify that this money was found between the person sitting on the chair and the Shulchani to teach us Shulchani, listening on Shulchani? Why didn't the Mishnah teach us that anything found on the table also belongs to him? Inami, Matzah B'Shulchanis, Kedetani Rasha. And that would be consistent, like we learned in the first case, where the Mishnah started with a din on Matzah B'Chanos Shaloi. El Shema Minah, Afil Menachan Al Gab Shulchan, even if it was found on the table, Harei L'Shaloi, the person who finds it can keep it. Halakech Peis Mechaveri, Amr Shlokim Shem Rav Yanei, Loshan Abulkech Min HaTagar, you buy pears from a store. So a person in a store, a storekeeper, buys fruit from many different sources. Avulkech Min Balabayis, if you buy it from a specific farmer, so it's obviously that the money was his, Chayv L'Hachzer. V'tein tana tanaka made Rav Nachman, lo shana, the din of our Mishnah, you can keep the money, is lo keich min a tagger, because the storekeeper got this fruit from many different sources. Avil keich min balabayis, chayv lahachsar, because it's obviously his. Amle Rav Nachman, v'chi balabayis batz medoshan? Yes, you're a farmer. I bought it from you. But you don't do all your own work. You have workers working from you. So when money was found amongst your payers, who says it's your money? Maybe it was money that one of your workers dropped into the payers. So he said to him, Amalei Ismi, should I take out this price? Because the price is difficult to understand. Why, if I buy it from the Balabayas, do I have to give it back? Amalei, like the Targib, Masnisa, we could explain that the price is referring to a situation that all of the people who are working for the Balabayas, Shadosh Na'idei Avdiv Shivchasa Kananim, all the people that are working for the Balabayas are as Avodim Kananim. We know that Allah is Kol Mashikana Eved, Kana Rabbi. So anything that, even if they were the ones to drop the money that the Eved Kanani has or the Shivcha Kanana has, is really the Balabayas' money. And therefore, if I bought it specifically from one farmer, the Allah is that I would have to return the money if I find money amongst the payers. Just on the previous Gemara, I saw a very interesting tshuva in the Gris Moshe. There was once a situation as follows. Somebody came to the bank. They have a room where they have the safe deposit box, and they have a table there where people could empty out the contents of their safe deposit box if they want to put something in, take something out. And he came to that room, and he found on the table an item. He found on the table an item, and it was not his, but he didn't know whose it was. So, but he was an honest individual. So he went and he told the bank, I want you to make an announcement or put up a sign that somebody lost something in this room and they give simonim. But afterwards, if nobody will come to claim it, it's mine. And the bank said, no, it's not yours. If it was found in the bank, it should be ours. So Rav Moshe says that the person who found the item was correct, and if nobody claims the item, it belongs to the person who found it. Why? Because that room is like chanos, and we just learned that anything that's found on the floor of a store belongs to the person who finds it.
Can you also say that the Gazlan is considered a Gazlan because